Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Hi, I'm calling about the don't panic question. George Washington's troops were about to starve. He did not panic. Our country is formed on not panicking.
There's some words of wisdom. We're wondering how you are handling the headlines, the constant, seemingly constantly bad headlines about the economy. How are you not panicking? What advice do you have to America about not panicking? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org.
How do you say don't panic? There are 42 ways. You don't even have to do it in English. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org. This morning, the U.S. Federal Reserve cut a key interest rate by half a percentage point. The move was in coordination with global central banks. The Bank of England cut its rate by half a point to 4.5%. European Central Bank sliced its rate to 3.75%. Also, China joined the party. Markets have rallied in Europe. This comes after stock markets around the world dropped sharply. In afternoon trading, Japan's benchmark Nikkei index fell by more than 9% at one point. And if that weren't enough, the news from London this morning that extraordinary steps have been taken by the British government to step into the banking crisis there. Back with us is BBC business correspondent Alex Ritson. First of all, Alex, let's talk about this coordinated interest rate cut. That's an unusual move right off the top.
John, unusual, unprecedented, I think, is the word. Just extraordinary. Six central banks, the Bank of England, the US Fed, the ECB, and then the central banks of Canada, Sweden, and Switzerland, all at once at exactly the same time cutting their key interest rates by 0.5%. China also joined the party, cutting its rate by about 0.25%. I think the extraordinary thing here is not the fact that they've cut interest rates, because some people think that's a good idea, some people don't. It's the fact that they've all done it at the same time. You know, in the last few days, we've heard a lot of people saying that the real problem here is that none of the big financial institutions, the governments around the world, seem to be able to present a united front, have a coherent plan to deal with the global financial crisis. What they've done here is turn around and say, we're going to act together, we're going to coordinate, and we're going to act together to take this crisis on and sort it out.
And you're seeing a rally both in Europe and in the futures as we are about an hour and 5 minutes away from the open on Wall Street. It does seem as though what looks like coordinated activity in the United States is being mirrored or matched by coordinated activity in these central banks around the world, and that may be the only thing that's really reassuring here.
I think you've got it exactly right there, John. It's not the fact that it's an interest rate cut. You know, that's nice, but it's only 0.5%. There's division over whether that's what's needed. What people are pleased about, what investors will be pleased to see, is that there is finally some coordination, that the central banks of the world are acting together and showing some leadership, trying to sort this problem out.
So in other words, would you describe this as a big, dramatic gesture, as John sometimes talks about, really to inspire some confidence that someone at the top, there's a captain on the ship?
Absolutely, Adora. You're completely right. What this is saying is that finally they're talking to each other. Maybe they are sorting out ways to solve this problem together, because the piecemeal approach, which has been tried by pretty much every country that's been affected by this crisis, quite clearly hasn't been working.
Give us some details on the intervention by the British government into the banking sector. The big five or six banks there in London all of a sudden have $87 billion from the UK Treasury. That's unprecedented, too.
Absolutely unprecedented. This is a three-step plan. There's $87 billion, which is available as an investment should they need it, because the share prices of these banks has just fallen through the floor in recent days, and some of these banks have really, really suffered. RBS is a good example. It's a huge name on the British high street. Not only owns its own name, but also owns another British bank with a tremendous history called NatWest. RBS has seen its share price really tank. It dropped 20%. On Monday, it dropped 40%. 5% yesterday. Finally, there's this coordinated plan by the British government that, the share price of RBS has actually recovered by some 23%. And then shares in HFOS, another bank that was really on the ropes. If you'd bought shares in that yesterday, well, you'd be laughing today. The shares in HFOS have jumped by some 60%. But, you know, again, what's happening here? It's 60%. It's just
That's
extraordinary. Other banks have seen their share prices falling by a bit, 5 or 10% initially. They have pulled back a bit since the details of the interest rate cut. But again, it's the fact that there's a plan. The government is saying we're not going to let our banks go to the wall in this crisis. We're going to take action. We're going to sort it out. Can I just quickly say also on top of that, the government has also made available £200 billion, $350 billion to the banks to cover short-term operations, liquidity, the day-to-day working capital for banks, and another £250 million, that's almost $500 billion, is there as guarantees on the loans that banks make to each other. So they've no excuse not to lend to each other anymore. The money is there.
All right. One last detail. The AP is reporting that in Hong Kong, which used to be very much in the sort of Commonwealth financial sector, not anymore, but there are thousands of people protesting in Hong Kong who want their money out of Lehman Brothers operations, which were suspended when the bank went bankrupt. So not everyone is reassured at this moment. Alex Ritson, one last question. How do you say don't panic?
I speak only English, and I'm not going to tell anyone not to panic. I'm just going to say watch this space and be careful. You've got to keep your head if you're an investor. You mustn't panic if you're an investor, but you still have to be careful.
Alex Ritson, if panicking is a smart idea, he's going for it. Alex Ritson, BBC business correspondent, on the line with us.